Can I ask all the kids to come forward? I need a little help this morning. You're not the only kid. Hey, Lily. Ooh. Here, will y'all kind of make a circle? That'll help me. You'll help me make a point here. If I were to ask you, I mean, presumably, and I know because I recognize some faces here, you all have heard me preach from time to time. And if I were to ask you, like, what's the one thing I preach about every time, almost every time, what would you say? Yeah, Lily.
Love.
Right, love. Yeah, thank you. Does this come as a surprise to you? No, right? One sermon, many different forms of one sermon. I can tell you when I preach about love, and I do it so often because I need to hear it, and I also have some sense that you need to hear it too, but I preach about love so often because love can be a bit confusing in the culture in which we live. The love that I am preaching about to you week in and week out, to you and to me, is the love that is described and narrated and embodied in the pages of the Bible. And that love is different than the love that we feel for the most part in our relationships that we share in and around the world in which we live. You love your best friend. You love your brother or your sister. You love your mother, your father, your parent, your grandparent, your guardian, whoever, your teacher, your coach. We have some sense that love fuels us, and I would tell you, the love that's in the Bible is a little bit different, ever so subtly different than the love that we feel in our daily lives. I would say, in an effort to help us understand the difference between these two types of love, I would say that one love, the love that we feel most often in our lives, is love that is orienting around, directed toward, and experienced from the things that we do in the world. If you eat all your peas, then you get dessert. The loving act that is dessert, right? If you remember to make your bed in the morning, that will make me quite pleased with you. If you continue to achieve and succeed and do good things in the world, then we are on the receiving end of praise and connection, a certain kind of love that comes toward us. That love, I would say, in a relatively simplistic way, is attached to the things that we do. However, there is a different kind of love, and there's a constituency of people in this church every weekend who feel and embody this kind of love in a wonderful, sometimes comedic way. Every single Sunday, there's a group of people here that embody this kind of love. The kind of love that I'm talking about, this kind of love that comes from the pages and the stories and the characters and the poets and the prophets and the rabbis. Anyone else? This kind of love that comes from the stories of the Bible is not about what we do, but rather it is about who we are. who we are and who we have been from the beginning of time. And I don't mean from the beginning of time, like on the day that you were born, on your birth date, that very day, but I mean all of humanity, who humanity has been from the beginning of time. The story says that we are made in the image of God. 1 John 4 describes God as love. And so we can assume that love is inseparable from who we are. And so week after week, I stand in this place, humble and unsuccessful, in communicating to me and to the rest of us that particular kind of love. You've heard me say week in and week out, there's nothing you can do or not do. There's nothing you can say or not say to separate yourself from the love of God. In the first part of our book, there's this funny Hebrew word called hesed. Can you say hesed?
Hesed.
Can you say hesed?
Hesed.
Yeah, there's this funny word hesed. And hesed is an attempt to describe this kind of love. It gets translated as loving kindness, or love without condition, or steadfast love. Love that is that endures and is not tied to whether we do the right things or the wrong things, or tied to whether we listen or we don't listen, tied to whether we perform or don't perform, tied to whether we succeed or fail. It's different. It's a different kind of love than we experience most days. But we as human beings struggle to experience that kind of love. And we struggle to because the culture, everything that is around us, the energy tries to curate our lives in such a way that we might be like love that we can understand and doesn't challenge who we are or what we believe. Y'all understand exactly what I'm talking about, right? No, you don't. Well, here's the deal. Neither do they, and I barely do, if I do at all. But there is this kind of love that is more, that is powerful, that is not tied to whether we finish our P's or make our beds or make A's in school or never get sent to the principal's or don't throw sand on the playground. There's this love that is so much more than that. But because we live around the kind of love that is tied to our performance and our behavior, the things that we do or the things that we don't do, when we listen to stories like we heard from Mark's gospel today, we begin to scratch our heads. You might even be thinking like, ha, got you, Jimmy. This is no kind of love at all. When Jesus, the loving rabbi, says, like, who is my mother and who is my father? Not those people out the door, but these people that are sitting right here at my feet, though those people out the door really are my mother and my brothers and my sisters and my cousins. And we're like, ah, that doesn't feel loving. Like rejecting a group of people. But that's not what Jesus is doing. He's trying to point us in this direction of this kind of love that is tied to our identity, that is beyond everything. And at the same time, his family is doing what we do as human beings, loving Jesus in a way where they're like, oh no, here he goes. He's going off the rail. Jesus is misbehaving again. He's healing people in church on a Saturday and Sunday, and that's against the rules. His family is doing what we parents do to y'all, to our own kids. Like, hey, I get it. Like, I get it. You know, I have all people. I raised you. I know you. I love you, but could you please just heal them on Thursday? Because this is causing problems for you, and I want you to be well received. And Jesus is like, no, man. I love 7 days a week, no matter what, from the center of who I am, not because what you people think I ought to be. Now, there is a group of people that comes to this church every single week, and that group of people demonstrates this kind of love to us. Do you know who that is?
Yes. Us.
It's not the choir, is it?
No, it's us.
It's not this group of people out here, is it? No. Who is it, Stuart? And who do you mean by us?
The kids here.
It is the kids here, right? Yeah. You guys are just a little closer to that kind of love. Love that is about who you are. You know where I see it the most? Do you know? Can you tell me, Stuart? You little rabbi, you. Prophet. Can you tell me where I see it the most?
No. Wait, yes.
Where? Where? Where?
In your heart.
No, not in your heart. No. Yeah, here's the deal, though. I love you not because of what you say or no, right? I love you because who you are. It's right here at the communion rail. It's right here. And I see... Sorry, I'm moving around, and I know those video guys back there are trying to follow me. I see the panic on your faces. Parents and grandparents, when you bring your children up to the communion rail, what are we doing? Like, we're living in that kind of love of like, oh, like, follow the rule love, like, be polite love, have good manners love, make sure you do everything right. And so you come and you're like, you know, your kid, you're like, kneel down. And then you look up at me and you're like, sorry. But these kids, these little ones from like 1.5 to 5 or 6 or 7, they know something that we don't know anymore, that we can hardly remember. They know that they own this place. This is their place because they are worthy of the kind of love that these sacraments and these rituals try to teach us about. Every single Sunday, when you place a wafer or a piece of bread in the hand of a child, they plop that in their mouth and knock on the rail. Hit me again, Jimmy. Hit me again. They know that this is the kind of love that they are entitled to. It is their great privilege to live into that kind of love, to teach us, those of us who have forgotten about that kind of love, to teach us how to embody it in the world. This place is theirs. And this place is yours. Even if you've forgotten it, there's no way to do this wrong. No way. It's not possible. That's the kind of love that the story of the Bible teaches about. And you, all of you, sometimes, especially you, teach us about that kind of love. Yeah.
So we teach people?
You teach people every single Sunday morning. And maybe they don't get it, but I'm here to tell you. I get it. I read you, teacher, loud and clear. Church, the entitlement and the privilege that these ones live with is also yours. You are going to have to do things counter the culture to embody it. You'll have to raise your freak flag all the way up to the top of the pole. And you will have to resist the corrections of the culture in the loving moves that you make. But this kind of love is the kind of love that gives us instruction that when we are struck on another cheek, on one cheek, we offer the other also. It is love without condition, love without boundary, love that requires and demands sacrifice, that takes nothing away from us, but only becomes our teacher. This is our inheritance, and these are our teachers. Amen. Amen. Thanks, gang. Thanks, teachers.